State qualifying Indian Ola girls swimmers who are?
Olivia Raymaker.
Medley relay, 200 free relay, and 400 free relay.
Cody Cram, medley relay, 200 free relay, and 400 free relay.
Julian Bacon, medley relay, 200 free relay, and 400 free relay.
Olivia Bacon, 200 free relay, and 400 free relay.
Well, you got the short end here being on the end, but first of all, thoughts going into qualifying. How did you think the team would do, and then getting a couple events to state? How did you feel afterwards?
I was really excited last Saturday. I knew we would do good in the free relays, and I was hoping to get the medley since it hasn't gone in the past few years, so that was really exciting when it did qualify.
Thoughts going in, and then thoughts afterwards once you realized you'd be competing at state?
Yeah, so the first few weeks before we started tapering for districts, we were working really hard in practice, so I was really excited to go into Saturday once we rested a few days, and we had some really good times. It's really exciting we get to go to state, and we got all three relays in, so I'm ready for that on Saturday.
All right, again, what were your thoughts, or I guess what did you want to hope to accomplish? And then afterwards, once you realized you were going to state, how'd you feel?
Well, it was definitely, we definitely wanted our relays to go this year. We were hoping to have some individuals go, but we didn't accomplish that this season, but we're lucky enough to get our relays in. Our medley relay hasn't gone since my freshman year, and I'm now a senior, so it's exciting that we have all three relays going.
All right, same question.
Yeah, with what Cody said, it's a good experience, and I'm glad that we all get to experience this together just one last time. I think it was a good final last goodbye for our seniors.
Talk about the ramp up to this point. I know we talked about the hard work. How did that feel? Did you feel like you put everything into it to get to this point?
Yeah, so there were a few days where it was a little question about whether I wanted to come back to practice the next day, but all in all, like, it definitely paid off, and the 3 weeks of absolutely terrible practices that we had really paid off for that final Saturday for us to qualify.
With those hard practices, definitely in the moment, it's difficult to look forward and realize, like, we do have a purpose of why we're doing these hard practices. But once you get there and once you qualify, it's important to look back and realize that you were doing them and they paid off really well.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, those few weeks between conference and districts, we really pushed it hard, and we just pushed it day after day, and I think we really saw that pay off on Saturday.
Like they said, we had about 2 weeks between our conference meet and our regional meet, and we really pushed hard every single day. Like, each day we got back in the pool and just did just as much the next day, but we all kept in mind the goals we had for the end of the season and pushed really hard.
Well, I know we're halfway through the week at this point and state's coming up, but how do you feel this week has gone preparing for state and kind of those last ditch kind of efforts to try and clean up some things? How has practice gone so far?
I know we're all a little sore and tired, but we're all still putting in the effort and trying our best and really trying to clean up our stroke for Saturday.
Yeah, these first few days of the week, we've been hitting some sets, doing some pace work, doing some sprinting. I know we'll take it back these next few days and get some rest in before Saturday.
Considering there's just a small amount of us right now, we've still had all four of our coaches show up to state practices, so it's nice having a lot of our staff here so that we can kind of break up individually and work on our stroke more going into Saturday.
Like Cody said, we've been getting a lot more one-on-one work with our stroke work, so really just trying to focus on those little things that really make a difference in our strokes and times. And I mean, there's not a whole lot more that we can do to improve on our swimming. We just have to work together as a team a little bit more and swim just a little bit faster.
All right, goals for Saturday and upcoming state meet. What do you want to see from individually and the squad?
Honestly, I want to see us all have a good time and enjoy ourselves. Some of us, this is our last meet ever. And so, I mean, honestly, I think if we can just swim a fast time, maybe move up just a few more rankings, and I'll be content.
All in all, with this being the final meet of our career, or my career, some of our careers, it's really important just to have all the memories and soak in every last bit that we can and hope to go up some rankings and finish as a team.
Yeah, so the swimming world, it's last one, fast one. So I think we're just going into it and looking for some really good time drops and just having a good quality meet with our team.
I'm excited to have one last meet with my seniors and really enjoy enjoy it with my Knoxville girls. But I'm also really excited to see us drop time both individually and all together as a team.